Penguin Random House presents The Mahabharata, Volume 2, Section 16 to 32. Translated by Bibek Debroy. Read by Sumit Kaul. Section 24. Rajasuya Parva. This section has 97 shlokas and 3 chapters. Chapter 255, 54 shlokas. Chapter 256, 25 shlokas. Chapter 257, 18 shlokas. This section is about the Rajasuya or royal sacrifice. Chapter 255. Vaishampayana said, "Protected by Dharmaraja and supported by truth, with all the enemies subjugated, the subjects were always engaged in their respective tasks. Because revenue was collected in the right way, and rule was in accordance with the principles of dharma, the clouds poured forth the desired rain, and the country was swollen in prosperity. Because of the king's deeds, everything prospered, especially the breeding of cattle, agriculture, and trade. O king, dacoits and thieves, and even the king's servants were not heard to speak lies to each other. Yudhishthira was always devoted to dharma, and during his reign there never were droughts, too much of rain, disease, fires, or loss in consciousness. Other kings only came to him for pleasant tasks, to show respect and offer tribute out of their own volition, and not for any other reason. The accumulation of riches acquired through dharma became so large that it would have been impossible to spend it in hundreds of years. Having ascertained the size of his granary and treasury, King Kaunteya, Lord of the Earth, mentally decided to perform the sacrifice. Separately and collectively, his well-wishers told him, 'O Lord, it is time for the sacrifice. Do what is necessary to perform it.' While they were speaking in this way, Hari arrived, the ancient Rishi, the soul of the Vedas, visible only to those who know him, supreme among all established things, the origin and dissolution of the universe, the preserver of what was, is, and will be, Keshava, the destroyer of Keshi, the protecting wall of all the Vrishnis, and the one who provides sanctuary in the times of distress. Having placed Anakadundubhi in charge of his forces and taking a great deal of riches from Dharmaraja, Madhava, tiger among men, arrived with a large army. He entered that supreme city to the sound of chariots, his wealth adding to the inexhaustible ocean of riches that were already there. With Krishna's arrival, the city of the Bharatas rejoiced, like a place without a sun when the sun arrives, or a place without the wind when the wind arrives. Yudhishthira delightedly met him and offered him homage in accordance with the prescribed rites. When they had asked about each other's welfare, and he was happily seated, that bull among men told Krishna, in the presence of Dhaumya and Dvayapayana at the forefront of the officiating priests, Bhima, Arjuna, and the twins, 'O Krishna, it is because of you that the entire earth is under my rule. O Varshaneya, it is through your favors that I have obtained great riches. O Madhava, O son of Devaki, as is prescribed, I now wish to devote all this to the welfare of Brahmanas and the sacrificial fire. O mighty armed Dashara, with my younger brothers as companions, please grant me permission for you to be instated in the sacrifice. O mighty armed one, O Govinda, O Dashharha, when you have been instated in the sacrifice, I will become free from sin. O Lord, O Krishna, otherwise grant me and my younger brothers permission to undertake this sacrifice. For with your permission, I will be able to perform that supreme sacrifice.' After greatly praising his many qualities, Krishna replied, 'O tiger among kings, you are a universal emperor and can perform the great sacrifice. When you have performed the sacrifice and obtained its fruits, we will accomplish what we desire. perform the sacrifice you wish. I am always established in your welfare. Appoint me in whatever office you want. I will act in accordance with all your words. Yudhishthira said, O Krishna, O Hrishikesha, when you are willingly present here, it is certain that my resolution will be achieved and my success is assured. Having thus obtained Krishna's permission, Pandava and his brothers began to prepare the means for the Rajasuya. Pandava, destroyer of his enemies, instructed Sahadeva, supreme among warriors, and all his advisers. The Brahmanas prescribe articles for this sacrificial ceremony. Let those be collected along with all the utensils and auspicious objects. Let the ingredients, Dhaumya mentions, be swiftly brought. In due order, as is required, let the men bring them. In their desire to do that which pleases me, let Indrasena, Vishokha, and Arjuna's charioteer Puru be employed to acquire the required food. O Supreme among the Kuru lineage, let every object of desire be brought, fragrant and succulent, so that the minds of Brahmanas are delighted and pleased. As soon as these words were uttered by the great-souled Dharmaraja, Sahadeva, supreme among warriors, announced that it had all been done. O King, Dvaipayana then appointed the officiating priests. They were immensely illustrious Brahmanas, who seemed to be personifications of the Vedas themselves. Satyavati's son himself acted as the Brahman. Susama, bull among the Dhananjayas, became the chanter of Sama. Yajnavalka, supreme among those who are established in the Brahman, became the chief Advaryu. Vasu's son Paila, aided by Dhaumya, became the Hotar. O bull among the Bharata lineage, the groups of sons and disciples of these, all learned in the Vedas and the Vedangas, became assistants to the Hotars. Having invoked the auspicious day and arranging everything according to the rites, they organized the great sacrifice for the gods in accordance with what is laid down in the sacred texts. Given specific instructions, artisans built large shelters that were filled with jewels and were like the mansions of the gods. Then that king, supreme among kings and supreme among the Kuru lineage, instructed his advisor Sahadeva, quickly send swift messengers with invitations. Hearing the king's words, he immediately sent messengers. Invite to the kingdom all the Brahmanas and all the owners of land, all the Vaishyas and all the respected Shudras. Bring them all here. On the Pandavas' instructions, invitations were sent to all the lords of the earth and more messengers were sent with invitations. O descendant of the Bharata lineage, when the time was right, the Brahmanas instated Kunti's son Yudhishthira in the Rajasuya. O Indra among men, when Dharmaraja Yudhishthira, always devoted to Dharma, was instated, he went to the sacrificial ground. Surrounded by thousands of Brahmanas, his brothers, his relatives, his well-wishers, his advisers, and Kshatriyas who had arrived from many countries. Accompanied by his ministers, that best of kings was like Dharma personified. Brahmanas arrived from different directions. They were learned in all the branches of knowledge, the Vedas and the Vedangas. On Dharmaraja's instructions, thousands of artisans constructed separate dwelling places for them and their companions. These had all the qualities and were stocked with food and garments. O King, shown due favors, the Brahmanas lived there, recounting many tales and watching the actors and dancers. A great and unending sound was heard as those great-souled Brahmanas cheerfully ate and spoke. Give, give, eat, eat. Such were the sounds that were always heard. O descendant of the Bharata lineage, Dharmaraja separately gave hundreds and thousands of cattle, beds, gold and women. Thus did the sacrifice of the great-souled Pandava begin, the unmatched warrior on earth, as Shakra is in the world of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?